The first reading today, we hear about Jonah and how God had called Jonah to go and to preach. And Jonah hopped on a boat to go to Tarshish. Now, there isn't actually a place called Tarshish. What that means is as far as you can possibly go the other direction. In other words, he is running as fast as he can possibly run. He is going as far as he can possibly go. And yet it's in the midst of this that when they ask him, who are you, where do you come from, and so on, he says, I'm a Hebrew, I worship the God of heaven who made heaven and earth. It's like, really? You worship the God who made heaven and earth, that's why you're on a boat going as far away from God as you can possibly go. And then we have to ask ourselves, is he any different from us? We keep telling God that we love him and we will do whatever he wants, and then we tend to run as far away as we possibly can because we want to do what we want. We don't really want to do what he wants. We kind of do, but not really. And so when this man in the gospel reading is asked what the greatest commandment is, he says, to love the Lord your God with your whole heart and soul and strength, to love your neighbor as yourself. So we have to bring it right back and ask ourselves, is that what we're doing? Or are we really more like Jonah? It's a point that I frequently make about Jonah, that when you look at all of the prophets, every last one of the prophets, with one exception, came from the desert. The one exception is Jonah. So for us, who live in an area that is anything but a desert, well, spiritually maybe, but physically not, loads and loads of lakes and forests and beautiful areas, it sets us up for a problem. Because with all that we have around us, we tend not to then rely on God. God has blessed us so abundantly on a natural level that we tend to forget where it comes from. And somehow we think that we don't really need him all that much. Oh, objectively, we'll admit that we do. But the way that we live usually betrays what's a little bit deeper. And we don't call upon him. We don't rely on him. We don't look to him. We just do it ourselves. We give him lip service, and then like Jonah, we run the other way. So we really need to look seriously at that question. And Jonah understood why it was that the sea was raging. He just didn't want to do what God wanted. Even to the point that he's willing to say, go ahead, throw me into the ocean. Because he fully expected he was going to die. Then he wasn't going to have to worry about it. And it's not until he's sitting in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights that he finally starts to pray. But of course, you notice once again what happens. It's when I'm in trouble, when I can't do it by myself, when it's pretty obvious that I am absolutely in need of God, well, then I'll turn to prayer. Well, we do need to pray at those times. But we need to pray all the time. When we think that we can do it ourselves, we need to remind ourselves that we're dependent on God for everything. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Keep that always in mind. If we think we can do so much, we can't even make oxygen to breathe. I mean, literally, we can do nothing without God. But we keep thinking that we can. So we're just like Jonah in so many ways. And unfortunately for us, if that's the case, unlike maybe somebody in the ancient world who grew up in the desert, because these days people who live in the desert aren't exactly in the desert the way that it used to be. They had to learn dependence on God. They knew they couldn't do this themselves. There is nothing out in the desert. There is no water, there is no food. How are these people going to survive unless they are totally dependent on the Lord? That's the beauty of the desert. Jonah didn't have that advantage. So again, we'd look at it on the natural level and say Jonah was the advantaged one. He didn't have to live in the desert. He didn't have to worry about all that. Yeah, until it comes to the spiritual part, and then we realize, no, the ones who lived in the desert are the ones that actually had the advantage. They had to learn to be dependent on the Lord. Jonah didn't. And so all of a sudden, he's in distress. He's in the belly of a whale. Suddenly, he's dependent on God. There's no way he can get out of this. And if we're going to be like Jonah, guess what's going to happen? We're going to find ourselves in the deep, in distress, in difficult circumstances, because that's the only way we're going to learn to depend on the Lord. People who live out in the desert, I guess that's what they just learn naturally. We haven't. And so when difficulties come, understand what God's trying to do. He's trying to strip us of our self-dependence. He's trying to strip us of our selfishness. He's trying to help us to learn to love him with our whole heart and soul and strength. Because like Jonah, we'll be the first to say, we worship the Lord. Well, then we find that we give him lip service, but our hearts are far from him. In other words, we're not loving him with our whole heart because our whole heart's not there. So that's the part we need to work at and get it back where it belongs. That's why he does those things. So even when you look at all that happened with Jonah, it's not a matter of being angry. It's a matter of calling Jonah to a deeper repentance, to a deeper charity. We know as the story goes along, Jonah reluctantly shows up at Nineveh. Then he gets angry when it doesn't happen the way that he thinks it will. So again, you see, it's going to take more than one time. Yeah, I mean, you'd think 3 days and three nights in the belly of a whale, how much does it take to learn? Well, go home and look in the mirror and ask the same question. How many times do I have to do this before I finally learn? Yeah, we haven't been 3 days and three nights in the belly of a whale. But we've all got our stuff. God's putting us through different things in order to learn the same lesson. So it's a matter of trying to cooperate. It's a matter of learning to be dependent on God. It's a matter of learning to pray always. It's a matter of God trying to strip us of our selfishness so that we can actually do what we are created to do. To love God with our whole heart and soul and strength, to love our neighbor as ourself. That's what we're supposed to be about. We are very, very selfish. We are very self-dependent. That's what needs to be stripped from us. So as these things happen and we whine and we complain, we need to continually be reminded of why it's happening. Not because God is angry at you, but because God loves you so much and because you really do want to worship the Lord. You do really want to serve the Lord. He's helping you to do that. He's helping you to do that by stripping you of yourself and your self-dependence so that you truly can love with your whole heart and soul and strength.